FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Foods, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the culinary world. Today I'm chatting to South Africa's favourite legendary Michelin-starred chef, Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me.
Such a treat. At Klein, Jan, conservation and cuisine are married perfectly against the backdrop of the Kalahari. And I think for listeners who haven't been there, it would be wonderful for you to describe that in your own words.
It's been, since opening there, such a fun project, probably the most exciting project of my life, is to go into an environment where there's so much rarity and so little meaning in produce, you know, and also what the season gives you. We haven't had rain for years, and then suddenly we just, the moment it started raining, all the chefs went outside, and I'm like, catch all the rain you can find and freeze it.
Yes.
And now we serve rainwater sorbet, stuff like that. It's incredible how you can, less is more, right? Mm. And how much you can do with very, very little.
Yes, no doubt. And my feeling personally, and dining there is such a privilege, and meeting you there too was a great treat. To me, it's a response to the landscape. Everything there has meaning, and it links to what's happening in the greater area. That's quite a challenge for you as a chef, because there's not a vast array of produce. How do you approach that?
So before opening Klein, Jan, we had about 18 months of full-on research on the ground. My executive chef, Chef Marinus, was my left hand, and he was, while I was a lot in France running Jan, he was busy kind of looking for suppliers and interesting products and just those lost ingredients that we don't know about. And the most important thing, Jenny, is to build relationships with those people.
Mm.
Because, you know, a chef is nothing without his suppliers.
Mm.
It's actually nothing without people around him.
Yes.
And so relationships are everything in this industry. And that took us quite a while. And once that was established, the building, of course, just exquisite. And the fact that it's, I'm not going to do spoiler alert, but it just melts in with the environment. You don't see it. If you fly over Tswali, you won't see Klein Jan at all.
It's so respectful.
We had to, even when we were going, building the structure, we had to keep layer for layer as we took out the soil and just cover it with coverings and then put it back exactly the same layers as we took it out. It was about 2 or 3 months. Immediately, the environment just started growing back the way it was. The water, again, water is a main thing for us. Our water glass, it's a baccarat glass, which I knocked my finance manager heavy with. But it is the world's most expensive glass, and it's made of pure crystal, which Napoleon drank from. It's a weird connection, but to me, the water in the Kalahari needs the best carrier it can deserve.
It deserves it.
And that's it, the weight of that glass, when you pick it up. And of course, it's got a subtle connection with what I'm doing in France as well, but majority about the Kalahari.
Well, no, it's very special. When we were there, we chatted about how summer was going to be a simpler menu and, you know, just with the emphasis purely on the ingredient. Is there a standout dish on the menu at the moment for you?
I'm back to the things I grew up with. Makatan confit or Vartlemoen confit. We use makatan, which is the wild watermelon, just with homemade butter. We use camel milk to make the butter. And freshly baked, can't call it mospolikis because we don't have mos at the moment, but it's anise bread. Then the quail egg, which is served within the ostrich egg. That's really delicious with a little bit of cayenne. It's almost like a cream, almost like a steamed cream. That's really standing out. My favorite, of course, the sikhuku, which I don't think a lot of people in South Africa know.
No.
It's roasted peanuts and roasted corn in a fire, which the Tswana and Khoza ladies make, and they make these huge amounts of it, and then they just stump them in this pestle and mortars to create this, almost like it's like a peanut butter, but it's made with corn and peanuts. It's so delicious.
Oof.
And we do this fabulous dessert with a local coffee that we get in the Kalahari as well.
Oh, sounds so wonderful. Jan, thank you. That's just so inspiring. I want to get back there. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners, and keep going. You're doing such wonderful things.
Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for keeping us out there. Appreciate it.
That was Chef Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen of three-plated restaurant Klein Jan at Swalu. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Enjoy.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.